Hello and welcome to the Quarantine Diaries by Marta Jip. Day 5. Always look on the bright side of life. March 23. Monday. Back to routine. Wake up again at 4:50. Hello, new moon. But this time I managed to meditate and go back to sleep. Sort of. Not really. Anyway, the new Monday alarm goes off and, oh God, I find hard to get up. Mondays are still Mondays, whether in quarantine or not. At least I don't have any commute stress and I can have a more relaxing morning, so let's see it that way. I mean, commute stress, I go walking to work, but it's still stressful. I have to get somewhere, right? And I don't anymore, which is cool. Anyway, I planned to do some cardio, you know, to get some more energy for the whole day. But the single thought of jumping and bouncing puts me off, so I go into yoga and meditation. And I took the Goop series on YouTube for meditation, find them pretty good. Light a scented candle, a mental note, buy more scented candles because they're also a priority now in quarantine. And head to the balcony to get some sun. It's another sunny day in London and it feels good. Sort myself out. Cleaning routine has changed and now I have urged my flatmates to clean the bathroom before and after using it, as well as the kitchen. I think they hate me a little bit, but the fewer chances to get that motherfucker virus around, the better. Follow the same routine and pour liquid soap all over any surface I'm planning to touch, wash my hands, prepare the breakfast and repeat the same procedure before I take the breakfast to my room. Let's be your Monica during the apocalypse, right? By the time I have breakfast, I feel I've had a full-on workout. Advantages of the apocalypse, I guess. Have breakfast and choose my outfit for today. I'm about to put some makeup on and as I look in the mirror, oh, what's that? Oh my God, I look human again. Bye-bye pale ghostly skin, I won't miss you at all. Hello natural rosy cheeks, please don't leave me again. Monday outfit, red lippy on, back to work. Morning and afternoon spent over Microsoft Teams, sorting virtual classrooms, assignments, deadlines, checking emails. We're still a bit confused on how the whole thing works, but it's our first Monday of confinement, so pretty normal for the first week of apocalypse school. One of us is back to school and sent us a picture to our department's of our department's corridor, dark and empty. Only 5 kids at the school. It's a weird reality to get used to, but I think we will. As soon as I set assignments, on a student replies. And the reply is, Miss, I believe deadline was for the 25th. Ooh, true, apologies. Maybe online assignments are turning on a student into a very keen one. There's still hope. I change dates. And on a student strikes back with another message 2 minutes later. Miss, I haven't got any research apart from the one I handed in time ago. Hope is gone. Although to be fair, I have to give him credit for his honesty. I also find fascinating how he can express his feelings through online messaging, which I guess is a trait of the new generation. Keyboards seem to be an extension of their brain, apparently. Time ago, like eons ago. You know, on a student doesn't even remember when exactly. Well done on a student, keeping their reputation up. Well, some things will never change, I guess. I believe on a student thinks that now that we're in quarantine, coursework will be easier. Just you wish. I answer, time to start. Miss is back, so don't mess with her, not even online. I have to say, I'm very intrigued with the content on a student with the liver on Wednesday. It will be none the least interesting or non-existent exciting prospects. Check my emails. Clever student turns in his piece of research along with a GIF, a Chinese clapping. It seems clever student wants to push the boundaries of that, of what academic behaviour means. I feel a bit disturbed. One day of distance learning and I get this. What is going on? Finish my workload and I'm not feeling hungry. Pretty normal considering the bowl of porridge I had for breakfast. So I focus on finishing yesterday's post. By the time I finish, it's close to 4 and I can feel my stomach shouting for food. I'm starving. I wolf the ricotta and spinach cake down, which was really yummy. Some porridge I had set aside from this morning and an easy pillar. It's tricky to set lunch times now because I'm not moving much from my laptop, nor my house now. and I don't feel as hungry as before. Mental note, time to do some real exercise, honestly. New quarantine resolution, organize my timetable effectively and stick to it. I guess if one day I go freelance, I will know pretty well how to manage. Sis calls me and we FaceTime while she's baking a chocolate sponge because she's been killing her time cooking. And you know what? I would love her to be here so she can be happy cooking and I can be happy eating. Anyway, she's planning to make some hummus too. Apparently chickpeas need to be peeled, so there she is, peeling chickpeas. She's struggling. They don't seem as easy to peel as expected. Only managed to do 6 chickpeas in 10 minutes. And there's still 250 grams left. Not 20, 250, that's a lot. I tell her that by the time she finishes, we will be out of confinement. But that hummus must be amazing. I have to reckon that. Sis is a doctor. So we talk about the fear I felt yesterday and she comforts me with her knowledge, which is, no, you won't die. Just keep doing what you're doing and don't leave the house. In the midst of this hysteria, it's nice to listen to someone from the field, really. The rest of the conversation goes about nothing related to coronavirus. We both craved for a normal conversation in the middle of this surreal situation. We finish and I realise, hey, why is there still daylight? Oh shit, spring has arrived and I didn't realise. I think that at least we're not confined in the dark, cold, gloomy winter, which is sad enough, so at least we have that. You know, at least days will get longer. We'll have more sunny days and by the time we're out, we'll celebrate the summer of love. It's not such a bad prospect, really. Today's playlist is on Monday Mood, which is ugh. I take action on it and put Fleetwood Mac's Gypsy. It's one of my ever favourite songs. I have some dinner as I'm watching Boris addressing the nation. We are officially locked down. Thank you, Boris. Better late than never. Some of my friends seem surprised. I'm not. After Italy and Spain, I knew it was coming. In fact, I'm relieved. For once, everyone is staying home and helping stop spreading the virus. After the news, I put Life of Brian on because tomorrow we have planned to talk about it in our now online acting club session. And, you know, it's one of my favourite movies. I listen to Monty Python's words of wisdom and decide to follow them more fiercely than ever. Always look at the bright side of life. What a great mantra to finish my day.